Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hi, everybody. My name is Thomas Dumville, also known as the Nanomouse. Hey, you know what? I have been seeking high and low for a good alternative mail app. I know, a lot of people ask me, why? You know, I have a lot of people ask me that. And that's a good question. That is a really good question. And you know, Apple Mail app is pretty good. It's pretty good for a lot of things and for a lot of people, and it just depends on your personal preferences and stuff like that. But I don't know. I just had an urge to find an alternative mail app. And I tell you, there's not a perfect mail app out there, or at least that I haven't found yet. But I found one that it grew on me. And I tried it for about a month. And, you know, at first, I had a hard time with it. But once I get to just stuck to it and just understand how the whole thing worked, the more it grew on me. And I absolutely love it. And like I said, everything had pros and cons. And I definitely will tell you some cons about this app and the pros, of course, for Apple Mail and this app we're going to talk about. All right, so what I was looking for in mail app, what I was really looking for is something a little bit more simpler. I know, how could it be more simpler than Apple Mail? Apple Mail is pretty simplified, and you know, a lot of the features are going to be redundant. True, there's a lot of things you know. Some people say, "Hey, Apple Mail does that." I get that, but this is a little different how the interface works and how you gain access to stuff like that. But I also was looking for something that would have to support multiple accounts, because I have lots of mail accounts. And I was really looking for something that had a very, very basic filtering. Now, for those advanced users out there, yeah, we can do web-based rule filtering. And that's all fine and dandy, but for me, you still have to do a lot of tip-tapping to get to the different folders and stuff like that, and it's just a lot more steps to it. Yeah, it's not a big deal for some, but you know, when you can simplify things, it made things really, really compelling for me. So I'm looking for something that's basic filtering. Now, those that don't know what a basic filtering is, don't worry. I'll explain what the basic filtering is and what I'm looking for, okay? The other thing is, I'm just looking for some features that were different that's not available in Apple Mail. Now, I get it. This app is not the perfect solution. It's not going to do some of the things that Apple Mail can do, but yet there's going to be some really cool features in this app that Apple Mail can't do. But in the long run, I end up loving this, and I just want to give my listeners an alternative mail that you could use if you find any of this stuff something of interest for you. So if you're happy with Apple Mail, stay with it. That's all I could say to it, but I really like this one better. All right, so what is it? Well, it is the infamous Microsoft Outlook email and calendar is the name of the app. So you could go to the App Store, look for Microsoft Outlook email and calendar. It's a full word there. In short, I'm going to just call it Outlook. Well, all of us can relate to Outlook, right? A lot of us already have the Microsoft Office product, whether it's on the Mac or especially on the PC side. A lot of us are on the PC side, of course, and we use Microsoft Office a lot. And Outlook is probably one of the best email software there is for the Microsoft platform, just flat out. It's just a really full, robust email system. And I found some really cool things with the Microsoft Outlook for my iPhone. And I'm going to try to explain all the things that I found and what made me stick to this and why I love about it. And hopefully for some people out there, they're going to probably agree or disagree with me. And that's fine. See if you end up being an Outlook user yourself. Okay? Well, first of all, the big thing you can probably relate on Outlook. If you're on your PC, you have your own contacts, right? You got your address book and you got all your contacts all on there, right? And dang, wouldn't that be pretty cool to have those contacts show up on your phone, but I don't want it to intertwine with my Apple contacts, if that makes sense. In other words, I use my laptop for business, and among business, I have a lot of business contacts. I have clients. I have all sorts of things on there in the contacts that I use. I don't want that on my Apple contacts. So yeah, I could put iClouds onto my PC and have it sync together, but I don't do that just simply because I don't want the two to merge. I don't want all that stuff on my Apple phone. My Apple phone is just for basic things and basic people that I want. I don't want all my work stuff on there. So it keeps it separate. So if you have a pretty good list of contacts, it'll move, well, it'll actually sync with your Microsoft Outlook app. And that's what makes it so cool. So you can have the contacts on there. Okay? It's the same for calendar. You ever find out that you want to use a calendar on your Microsoft Outlook, but I want to also use my Apple calendar? Yeah, this, you can mesh it all together, but it's convoluted. But again, what I do for my Apple calendar, I have my family calendar. And that is just for my family only. That just tells me all the things that's going on with us, people that are working in my house, my kids, you know, what kind of events are coming up, stuff like that. And then on my Microsoft Outlook on my PC, again, it's all business related. So I have all these appointments and clients and meetings and all that stuff. And that's all set up on that. But man, when I was like, I don't want to mess it all in. And yes, you can use the Apple calendar and do exactly what I said. So people are going to say, well, it can do that too. Yeah, but I'm going to show you something, because the calendar is built into this app. So you get not just the mail, but you get the calendar right there in a single app. So that's what I was looking for, something that simplifies things so I don't have to go in and dig into all the different apps. And some of the things I'm going to show you are going to be simpler than what you can find in Apple Mail. Okay? And that's going to be really into the filtering and stuff like that. So let's go to the Outlook.
Outlook. Five new items.
Okay, I'm going to double tap
to open. Then. Swipe up or down to Outlook. Show navigation pane. Button.
Okay. We're in the Outlook app. Right now, the navigation pane is at the top left. Now, there are tabs along the bottom, and typically I go right into the settings, but now I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do the reverse. I'm just going to show you the app itself, and then we'll get it down to the settings. And this way you can see for yourself how I see things for my setup, and then it's slowly I'll try to expand onto this so we can see all the nitty-gritty stuff that I'm talking about and what I like about it. So let's just preview what I see on the screen, okay? So we got the show navigation at the top left. And remember, the tabs are located at the bottom. And the tabs are mail.
Selected. Mail. Tab. 1 of 5.
And that's
five.
The bottom left.
Calendar. Tab. 2 of 5.
There's your calendar.
Files. Tab.
Files.
3 of 5. People. Tab.
People.
4 of 5. Settings.
And
tab.
Settings.
5 of 5.
So we're in the mail tab. So let's go back to the top left.
Show navigation pane. Button.
Okay. We'll get back to some of these things, but I'm just going to show you a layout.
Search button.
We got the search button. Obviously, if you want to search for a particular email, you can do so. You can just search for that.
Inbox heading.
Okay, this is going to tell you where you are. I'm in an inbox. Obviously, all you know that all your emails come to an inbox.
All accounts heading.
All right. So it's telling me all accounts. So I did this for a reason, because I have, well, I'm going to be embarrassed to tell you, but I have like a truckload of emails. I know a lot of you probably just have one or maybe two. I can think a lot of people use two emails, one for your spam box, you know, all the things you sign up for, you use that one as just a spam, right? And the second one is your primary one. Well, embarrassingly enough, I have like a truckload. I want to say I got 5 emails. Yeah, I know. You're probably like, good Lord, what are you doing, man? Well, here's the deal. My first email is work-related, okay? Everybody can understand. That's my work email. The second one is my primary email. That's what I use every day. The third one is my spam. All right. My fourth one is AppleViz-related, that we get this mailing list of all the things going on in AppleViz that keeps us, that's what we do on the teams. we got to address things and we have different duties. I also subscribe to different mailing lists, things like that. All those things go into this mailbox. I don't want to intertwine with my primary. I think you can understand that. But for some that like to keep it all in one place, great. And then the last one, the fifth one. It's my AppleViz account. That is the AppleViz email. So any email that gets sent to me on AppleViz gets sent there. So that's all my mailboxes. Yeah, I got a lot. But anyway, this tells me that I'm in the inboxes, and it shows me all the accounts. So all five accounts that I have are all displayed in one place, which makes it so much simpler. Yes, you can do that in Apple Mail. I get that. And that's why I say some things are redundant. But for those that don't know about that feature, it's there. So I show all my mailboxes at once. It's so much easier than have to go to each and different account just to see what's new. So it's all shoved in one area.
Compose button.
Okay. As I swipe to the right, you got your compose button. Obviously, if you want to compose a new email, you just double tap on that.
Selected. Focused button.
Okay.
Tap to go to focused.
Is the ticker here. This is one feature I do love about the Microsoft Outlook. There's two sections here. We have the focus.
Other button.
And we have other.
Tap to go to other.
Now, this is when the basic filtering comes in. What does this mean, focus and other? All right. So, as I mentioned before, there's going to be emails that I do want to know about. And then there's emails that, it's okay, but it just goes to the, it's not so important. So this is where the filtering comes in. That means you can define a rule saying, whenever I get email from this person or from this mailing list, put it into this section. So anything from AppleViz, from work, anything like that, obviously will go into my focus. This is my primary section, is very important section. And then I have the other, which is everything else that I'm not so, I don't want it to be bothered with, but I still want to see it. So you can put that in the other. And on top of that, you can notify, and you can set up to where I have it, that anytime I get a new mail, if it's something that's in the other section, it's not going to tell me I have new mail. So you don't get a ding, you got mail. Because it's not something that I need to be aware of. I need to be addressed to it right now. That makes sense? And now if it's focus, I can say, anytime I get mail that comes into focus, I want it to ding, you got mail. And that's really cool. I like the ability to be able to filter stuff that was important to me and what's not. And I only want to be notified when stuff is important to me, and that's focus area. That is one thing you can do. The other thing you can do that you can't do on Apple Mail is that each of my account, I have five email accounts, right? I can put a tone for each of those accounts. So when I do get an account from, say, my work, I can have a different tone to that. So when I hear the phone go off, I go, oh, it's something from work. It's pretty important. And obviously, it has to be in the focus. It can't be in the other, right? Because you only want to be notified when stuff is critical. Focus. I'll get another tone from AppleViz, so I know it's something AppleViz related. And then I have my home primary one that will get a tone. And then obviously my spam camp. I don't want it to ever to tone. I mean, whether it's focus or other, I don't want it any tone at all. And you can do that. It's so customizable, and you can define whatever you want. Okay, so we got focus and other right now. We're going to see my focus box. This is the stuff that I do care about.
Filter button.
There's the filter button. The filter is just exactly like what you get in Apple Mail. If you want to filter by just to see only the unread emails, or see just the read only, or the flag, or attachments, any emails like that. I never mess with the filter. I want to see all of it. But for people that want to kind of just... just kind of drill down something specific, you can use the filter button, okay?
You have two messages, another from Marissa Salon, Tara Prakash.
Okay, those are people, probably from a mailing list that it tells me I got two new email in the other. So it's just to let me know there are mails sitting in there. So I go to the right.
Unread, Elrod, Dirk, Re, DSS/FSD/.
Okay, so that's a work one. I'm not going to have it read to me. I'm not going to let it go. But I did make one to myself. I emailed myself earlier before I did this podcast, so you can hear an example. The one thing I do miss about Apple Mail a lot is the preview. I really want to hear the emails without having to do a three-finger tap. I just want it read to me. And for some reason, they removed that ability. And like I said, simplicity is one less thing I have to do. Okay. So I'm going to swipe to the right.
Note to self. Note for Microsoft Outlook. February 20th, 2017. This is a sample of previewing using Microsoft Outlook, email and calendar iOS app. As you can hear, it is reading what is in the email itself without having to open the email itself. This helps you to glance within the email and if it's something you want.
Okay.
Double tap and hold to select multiple messages. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
So there's a lot of things there. But the cool thing is, obviously, just like any other mail, you hear the message, who it's from, when it was sent, and most of all, a preview. I really miss that. I love that. That way I can listen to it. If it's not something I want to read, I don't have to open it to see what it's all about. I don't have to do a three-finger tap. Now, it does support rotors, the rotor gesture. So if I swipe up,
schedule,
I can schedule something, which means this is kind of a cool feature. If there is an email that is important to you, but I don't want to deal with it right this second, but I do want it to notify me again at a later point that I need to address it. You ever get an email that you totally forget about and you go, oh my gosh, I forgot about the email. You can now do a schedule. It's not a calendar schedule. It is a schedule to remind you about the email, which is really cool. So you can set up to pop up, say, hey, notify me tonight at 7 o'clock tonight. And it's going to pop up. It's going to say on the notification, say, hey, there's an email that you forgot about that you wanted to address it at a later time. So you can schedule it.
Archive.
Obviously, you can archive. You know, there is the delete and archive. And people, you know, some people use folders. I use folders to move some anything that's Apple Viz related, I'll move into a folder. Anything that's due with work, I move into folders. So I have folders. People don't want folders. They just want one single place to keep all the things you want to keep, the archive. So you can just double tap archive and archive this mail. So it gets rid of it out of your inbox, but it puts it in a place that you can have. So this would be useful like, let's just say you sign up for a new account, right? And it sends you the information about here's your user ID and your password, or maybe you got some personal information that came across as, hey, don't lose this mail. You put that in the archive box, right? Or if you have folders, if you're a little bit more organized like myself, you can just move it into different folders. So archive is a solution for people that don't use folders. So archive it.
Read and archive.
You can say, well, let me read this and then archive it, which is kind of cool. So I can just, it'll be an equivalent of double tap and you can read it. It'll just open it up automatically. And as soon as you close it, it archives it.
Delete.
And obviously you can delete the email. So I can just delete it right here, right now.
Move.
Now this move shows you how to move into different folders. And I will get back to that in a little bit, but I'll show you what the move does. Okay.
Mark unread.
And obviously, if you want to mark it unread,
flag.
You can flag it.
Activate, default.
All right, so those are all the options you can do. So let's go find another email. Let's go back here.
Unread, Elrod, Dirk. You have two messages, another from Terra. Filter, button.
Going to go to other.
Tap to go to other. Selected, other.
So so the basic filtering, so this is the email stuff that I want that are not critical to me that I want to be notified about, but I still want to read it. So it goes, filters that in. Yeah, you know, for those advanced users that use the web-based rule filtering, yeah, you can go to Gmail and you can go to Outlook site and you can have a rule base and it goes into folders themselves. I hear you, but my problem is with that, it takes a lot of more gestures, tapping, tip-tapping, and all that stuff. So in other words, I have to go back, and then I have to pick the folders, and then I get to read that stuff, and then I have to go back, and then I have to go back to inbox. I don't want to do that. This is a great way of a basic filtering that does the kind of the same way, but it doesn't go as far as sticking stuff in different folders, okay? So this is what kind of grew on me, and once I got it set up the way I like it, it worked really well.
Filter button.
Now, you got the same stuff. Now you're going to hear emails that I have in my other.
Unread, Marissa Salon. Unread, Tara Prakash. Unread, appshopper.com.
Okay.
Appshopper.com. Twitterific 5 for Twitter update. 5.16.4, greater than 5.16.5, 4:22 p.m. AppShopper is pleased to alert you of a my apps update. 5.16.4, greater than.
Okay, so there's an email from my AppShopper. I get an AppShopper alert, so if you want to read that, I'll just double tap that.
What's new in the back button?
And now.
AppShopper.com. Twitterific 5 for Twitter update. 5.16.4, back button.
There's a back button, which is at the top left. Now, if you swipe to the right from this,
more options button,
you have the more options, and I will get to that in a few.
Delete button.
There's a delete. So if you want to delete it permanently, you hit the delete.
Archive button.
There's that archive I was telling you about, if you want to archive it.
AppShopper.com, Twitterific 5 for Twitter update, 5.16.4, greater than 5.16.5, one message.
So it tells me the subject.
Flag button.
Now I can flag this email. Flag.
AppShopper.com. To Thomas, Domville, 4:22 p.m.
And there's the who is from, to which address, at what time. Okay?
Reply button.
Now I can reply to this message.
Add-ins button.
The add-ins.
Tap to show available add-ins.
I don't use this, but if you are an Evernote user and those sort of things, they do have add-ins extensions that you can use. And I will get to that into the settings, but I'm not going to show you that within the mail. But once you have an extension installed, so if you do want Evernote and things like that, you can do an add-in. So you just double tap on that and you just say, drop this into Evernote, for example, and that will open up Evernote and it dumps this mail in there. So if you are in that kind of stuff, hey, this is one more feature that is pretty cool.
View more button.
Now, view more gives you more details. So if you want to see more details about the to from CC and all that, you just double tap this and basically I'll show you all the mail counts that comes up in here. It's pretty useful if you got multiple people and you just want to respond back to one person in this thread. You can do that. Okay.
App Shopper is pleased to alert you of a my apps update.
And then we get to the message itself. Now towards the bottom, and the easiest way for me to do this is just to tap the bottom left.
Selected. Mail. Tab.
Which is the mail tab. Now, if I go to the left.
Forward. Button.
This is where you can find the forward option.
Reply. Button.
Reply.
http://appshopper.com. Three hyphens. If
you go.
HTTP. Reply. Button. Forward. Button. Selected. Mail. Tab.
So you can reply and you got the forward. Okay. Now, back to the top.
Two of five bars. Signals. Back button. More options. Button.
Is the more option I was telling you about. Double tap on that.
Schedule button.
Now, I can schedule this. As I mentioned before about the scheduling.
Dismiss button. Schedule button. Move to focused inbox button.
Now, this is where I can say from now on, when I get emails like this, I can move it to the focus box or to the other box. So if you want this from now on, I want everything from AppShopper to go to my focus box. That's more of my critical area. I just only want to be notified. I can just put this into the focus.
Move button.
And if it's already, if I'm in the focus area and I double tap this and go to more options, it'll say move to other. And that's how you can move the rule base back and forth of certain particular emails that you get that you want to place what goes in focus and what goes into other. So that's more the basic rule filtering, okay? So
move to focus move button.
There's a move I was telling you about. You can move this to different folders.
Print conversation button.
You can print this email. If you have a Wi-Fi printer, you can just print it right here. So I can just print this to my Wi-Fi.
Mark on read button.
Mark it on read.
Mark on read button.
All right, and that's it.
Print conversation.
Now
move button.
I'm gonna show you something.
Move to focused inbox button. Move button.
If you are a folder user, and I said I would show you how to do this. So if you want to do a move, just double tap on move.
Cancel button.
You get the cancel button, all right?
Create new folder button.
There is the create folder. So if you don't have folders, you can just double tap that and create your own folders. Now I'm going to keep going to the right.
Search for a folder. Search field.
Mm-hmm.
Selected. Inbox. Thomas at themickeyhouse.com button.
Okay, so there's my primary box, right?
Accounts information, Thomas at themickeyhouse.com button.
Now, this is a folder that I created, account information. So as I mentioned before, all my accounts and stuff like that goes into account information.
ClearVision, Thomas, at themickeyhouse.com.
Button. My ClearVision, that's my work folder. The any work-related stuff goes into that folder that I want to archive. It's the same thing as archive, but I created my own filter, my own folders to be even more specific, so not everything gets dumped into one folder called archive. And that's the other reason why I like to have folders.
Personal information, Thomas at themickeyhouse.com. Sent items, Thomas at themickeyhouse.com.
And then you can put in different areas like my sent
archive, Thomas at themickeyhouse.com. Scheduled, Thomas at themickey. Deleted items, Thomas at archive, Thomas at themickeyhouse.com. Junk email, Thomas at the junk email, Thomas at.
So this shows you all the folders that I got into the Mickey House. So this email came in through the Mickey House. And that's how I was able to determine this. And then you can create, you can automatically say, I want to move this into this particular folder within my Mickey House folders that I have created. Okay? So that's what that's for, and that's how you can create folders. So I'm going to back to the top left.
Cancel. Button.
Cancel.
Cancel. Back button. Back button.
I'm going to go back here.
AppShopper. AppShopper.com. Back button. Back button, inbox, show okay. Navigation pane, button. Search, button.
Top left.
Search, button. Show navigation pane, button.
All right. So, you got a pretty good idea how the mail section looks like. Now, if you want to go to a particular account, and remember, I have all inbox of all accounts into one area. So, you see all your mails in your inbox of all account. Now, if you want to go drill down into very specific ones, you can go up to that navigation pane button, double tap it.
Show now. All accounts button.
Okay, there's the all account. If you want that one, you just double tap that. Go to the right.
Expand button.
You can expand that. I'm going to keep going.
Thomas at themickeyhouse.com. Outlook.com button.
Okay, this is my Mickey House one. And if I want to go to that account only and not see all the emails from all the boxes, you just double tap that, and that'll bring back. I'll have to go do that.
Inbox. Show navigation pane. Button.
Okay, so all it's going to show here is just the Mickey House account in the inbox. That's how that works. Now, if you want to expand it.
2 of 5 bars. Signals. Show navigation pane. Button.
Let's go
show
back to.
Thomas at themickeyhouse.com. Outlook.com. Button.
Go to the right.
Expand. Button.
Expand. Double tap.
Collapse.
Now,
selected.
What's going to
inbox,
show me.
2 unread messages. Collapse. Button. Selected. Inbox. 2 unread messages.
There's the inbox. It tells me I have 2 unread emails in there.
Accounts information.
There's those folders I was telling you about I created.
ClearVision. Personal information. Sent items.
If you just want to see all the sent items from that account, you can go to there. You just double tap that. And that's how you can go to specific folders and if you want to go back and forth. Okay? And I really ever go into those folders. That's the whole point. They're just archives. And that's what makes it so cool. So I don't want all my mailing lists. I get that people make filter rules that moves all their stuff from the mailing list into a folder. And that makes sense, but you go back and forth all this stuff. And that's why I like the basic filtering. Now I can put the mailing list, go into other section and keep all the more important things into the focus area. And that's why I designed it this way. And that's what I love about this app.
Archive, 2 unread messages.
There's the archive. So if you archived everything, you can go to your archive box here. You can double tap on that. And that's how you access the archive. So if you archive something, it goes right into here. So I just wanted to show you that.
Scheduled. Deleted items, 8 unread messages.
All the deleted items comes in here.
Archive.
And et cetera, et cetera. There's another archive.
Drafts.
And your drafts. And so you get the basic idea. You can go to anywhere you want. Now let's go up back here and collapse that.
Thomas at the Mickey House. Collapse button.
Double tap on collapse.
Expand.
And you can just go down to
Thomas.Domville at Outlook.com. Outlook.
There's my other account. And so I have all these accounts. So you can go to all the accounts. Just keep swiping to the right and go and expand it and whatever have not. So that's how you access the individual accounts by themselves or the different folders. So towards the top here.
Expand. Thomas. Add. The expand. Button. All accounts. Button.
I like the all accounts. I'm going to just double tap on this.
Inbox.
And that takes me
show
back
navigation pane.
To all my emails of all the accounts inbox. Okay. Bottom left. Mail.
Selected. Mail. Tab.
Right.
1 of 5.
I'm going to go to the right.
Calendar. Tab.
Calendar.
2 of 5.
Double tap on that. All right. Now, the neat things about this app, as I mentioned before, Calendar is already built into this app, which is a bonus for me. I don't have to open up another app just to get to my calendar. It's all right here in front of me.
Calendar. To manage calendars. Button.
Okay. There's a manage, the manage calendars button. If you have multiple calendars, and you will, each account that you add in. So let's just say you have a Gmail account, right? Believe it or not, it has its own calendar. My Outlook on my PC, I use the MickeyHouse.com, and I use that calendar on my machine, and that's where I do all the calendars on my PC. So this is where it comes in. So if I double tap that, you can go drill down to the MickeyHouse.com and say turn on the calendar, and that will be used in conjunction with anything else on here. So I have that one on, and I also have my Apple calendar on, and that is going to show me only those two calendars all together, and that's how you manage it. So you have to turn those on and off by selecting which calendars you want, which calendars you don't. So that's how you access that area.
February 2017. 2 weeks are shown. Button.
Okay.
Double tap debut. Button. Create an event. Button.
You can create an event. So if you want to create a calendar event, you can put this on here.
Calendar. Today, Tuesday, February 21st, two events. Adjustable.
Okay. Tells me select there's two events today.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
You can, I'll show you, I'll just keep going here.
All day events. Tuesday, February 21st, no all day events. Adjustable.
Okay, so there's select no all
event.
Day events.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Okay, so I'm going to go one more.
Time slot events. Tuesday, February 21st, Riley, DR, C245 PM, second floor St. Luke's, from 245 PM to 345 PM, family. Adjustable.
Okay, this is select my family
event.
Account.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
This is my son's doctor appointment, so you can just flick up since there's one more. Swipe up.
Work at Best Buy from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Family.
And so there's my one of my kids. They work at Best Buy, and so it shows me two counts. So you have to flick up or flick down to see that. However, there's another cool thing you can do.
All day events. Calendar. Today, Tuesday, February 20.
Now, I can flick up and down on this, go to the next day.
Tomorrow, Wednesday, February 22nd, one events.
Okay.
Thursday, February 23rd, two events.
There's two events on Thursday. Let's go see that one. So I'm swiping one more.
All day events. Thursday, February 23rd, no all day events. Adjustable.
Okay. No
select
day,
an event.
All day.
Swipe up or time slot events. Thursday, February 23rd, Tom's dentist appointment, 12 p.m. from 12.
Oh, boy. A dentist appointment. Oh, God, I hate dentists, man. Here's my dentist appointment.
Cargo Largo, 3-8 p.m. from 3 p.m.
Okay, so we have an event that we, there's a place out here, Cargo Largo, that I go to, part of my work. So that has my work calendar and my personal calendar. So that's how you access things. So, and watch this. I'm going to go back to the all-day thing.
All-day events. Thursday, February 23rd, no all-day events. Adjustable.
There's nothing available.
Select an
you
event.
Can swipe up
swipe
on
up or
this.
Down with one finger to adjust the value.
Okay, I'm going to swipe up.
Friday, February 24th, no all-day events.
Okay, next.
Saturday, February 25th, no all-day events.
Hmm.
Sunday, February 26th, no all-day events. Monday, February 27th, no all-day events.
Man, apparently I don't have any all-day events to show you. Maybe I can go reverse this present day. Let's go back.
Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday, February 20th, no school, Riley. Monday, February 20th, all-day, family.
Okay, so here's an all-day event. My son was off for President's Day, so it showed me an all-day event. So if you just want to see all-day events, you can just go to the all-day events section here and just swipe up and down. If you want to go to the time slots, you just swipe on more.
Time slot events, Monday, February.
And then you go up and down. It's really simple. I really love this a lot. And as mentioned above, you can just double tap the create an event, and it creates an event. And then you can just put in what event you want. Okay. All right. So that is pretty much the calendar.
Selected. Calendar. Tab. 2 of 5.
Let's go to the next one.
Files. Tab.
Files.
3 of 5.
This is pretty cool. I like this a lot myself. Yes, Apple Mail kind of sort of does this, but this is really simplified. Double tap here. All right. Top left.
2 of 5 bars. Signal. Files. Heading.
Okay. These are all the file attachments that I have in all my accounts. It will separate them in different accounts. Oh, beautiful. So let me show you something.
Search button.
So obviously you can do a search.
Outlook.com, thomas.domville@outlook.com.
Okay, so here's the thomas.domville@outlook.com. And it's going to show me all the attachments in within this account.
Zip attachment, reports for October.zip, 3.3 megabytes, thomas.domville, thomas.dom, PDF attachment, McCleary, adaptech.
So there's a PDF.
PDF attachment, image 2016.
Another PDF.
See all files from thomas.domville.
So all the files within that account. So if I swipe one more to the right.
Outlook.com, thomas@themickeyhouse.com, heading.
All right, so here's Thomas at the Mickey House. So here's all the files that goes in here.
PDF attachment, door form 943.pdf.
Now, this is pretty cool. I really love this a lot. I love seeing all the attachment. Obviously, you can move these things. If you double tap on this PDF, for example.
Loading file. Door form 943. File loaded successfully.
Okay, so it loads the file.
Back button.
There's a back button at the top left.
Door form 943. Heading. Mm-hmm. PDF 336 kilobytes. Heading.
So that tells me the type.
Share button.
Now I can share this.
Form 943 Missouri Tax Site.
Tells me the form.
Number, chart. Complete this page and attach the form if reason for request on page 1 is.
So obviously this PDF can be read. It's not a. If you get a PDF that is not. Being read to you. That's the open button here.
Form 900 share button. PDF share button.
Share button. So I'll go ahead and double tap on share. Show
share.
You guys.
Cancel button.
All right.
Cancel button. More button.
I'm gonna go to the top here.
AirDrop. Tap to turn on Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. Message button. Draggable.
Yes.
Double tap and hold. Wait
you
for the sound.
You can send this file by message.
Mail button. Draggable.
Mail.
Add to notes button.
Here we go.
Draggable.
This is where it
double
gets
tap and hold.
Pretty interesting.
Wait for import with Adobe fill-in sign button.
So if you get one that's not readable, I will just open it.
Import with KNFB reader.
There
button.
It is.
Draggable.
I will just import it through KNFB reader. And what it does, it'll just take it into KNFB reader, open it up, and start scanning. Obviously, you have to have KNFB reader installed and purchase yourself. But I do have that. But I just want to let you know that you can scan PDFs, and you just got to have the right app built into it. So that's how you can open it, a PDF that's not not being read to you. Okay? So all these things you can do, that's how you can do a share. Okay, let's go back here.
Door form 943. Back button.
Now, I'm going to go back to the bottom left.
Page 1 of 2. Comments information, reason for request.
Okay.
Send a file as email. Button.
There's a button to send to as an email. So that's as a type. If I touch the bottom left and I swipe to the right, you can send this as an email. So I can, it'll automatically take this file and attach it to the file. So it'll become an attachment of an email. That is pretty cool. So now I can send it to my wife if I needed to, or somebody at work or whatever have not. That's how you add an attachment.
Save file to cloud account. Button.
And if obviously you can save to cloud accounts. Now, all you have to do is just double tap on this. Yes, you can save it to Dropbox. If you have Box, if you have OneDrive, if you have Google Drive, it'll do all that. And this is really cool. So it makes it very simplified. And so a lot of my attachment, I will just save it into one of my boxes so I can have it. And then I typically will delete those emails just to save some space or whatever have not. But anyway, this is what you can do with files. Pretty cool, huh? I'm gonna go back.
Back button. Back button. PDF attachment. Door.
Okay, so that's pretty much the file tab.
Selected. Files. Tab.
One more to the right.
Five. People. Tab.
People.
4 of 5.
This, I'm gonna admit, I have no idea what the point of this. I hope that Microsoft in future will do more with this. What it's going to do, it meshes my contacts with what I have on Outlook and on my Apple. What is weird about it is that you can't do anything much about it. The only thing you can do about it, and I'll show you.
See all files from thomas.domville@outlook.com. Thomas, PDF attachment, door form 940 people.
Tab. I need to double tap on people. That would help.
Alan Voss, call Tenequit at
right.
Alan Voss. Alex Hall, Magic Cap.
Yeah, here's Alex Hall. Everybody knows Alex Hall. He's on the editorial team. If I double tap on him.
Alex Hall. Alex Hall. Back button.
And I can see personal information about him, but that's all you can do. You can't edit anything in here, so you have to go to the Apple Contacts or on your Microsoft Outlook and your PC to create your contacts. Isn't that weird? Kind of like the other thing. about the calendar, you have to create all those things, and within those apps, with the exception of the calendar app with the Apple. But the people, you cannot create accounts. Isn't that weird? Anyway.
Alex Hall. Heading. Alex Hall. Applebiz.
I'm going to keep going to the right.
Selected. Info. Button.
Okay. Tap there's to some go tabs to here. It says info.
Mail. Button.
Mail.
Events. Button.
And events. So if tap you to want to events. See all the events that you have with Alice Hall, you can double tap that, and I'll show you all the calendar events you have with Alice Hall. That's kind of useful. Mail.
Mail. Button.
I can see all the emails
tap to go to mail.
That either Alice Hall has been in with me together as a group. So it's double tap
selected.
On mail.
Searching. Searching
now
for
what it does.
Magic cap app found 70 events. Button.
So it found 70 results.
Tap to go. Files. Button.
I'm going to go up here.
Suggested contact. Alex Hall. Found 70 results. Scott Dappert. Re. Thomas Donville Thomas. Donville. Re. Applevis Editor. Thomas Donville Thomas. Thomas Donville Thomas.
So these are all the mail that has to do with Alex, whether it's just me and him personally or in a group or in a mailing list or whatever that involves Alex Hall. So that's about the only thing I found very useful with the people, and that is to see all the emails from that person. So that is what I wanted to show you about people. Okay?
Settings.
And tab. Then we have settings.
Five of five.
Now, before I get to settings, before I forget, back in
mail.
Mail.
One of selected. Mail. Tab.
I do want
one
to show
five.
You one thing. When you do a compose
filter button, Jamie Pauls re Scott Dappert re compose button.
Double tap on
compose. Two text field is editing zero width space character
obviously
mode. Insertion pointed end.
This is where you put the two right. Now I'm going to go back left.
Send dimmed button. Thomas at themickeyhouse.com button.
Okay.
Double tap you, to change the sending
you
email
have
address.
A primary account that is being sent from, so you got to have a default. But if you double tap this
alert. Thomas, Thomas.Domville at Outlook.com.
So you can change who it's from. So if you have five different accounts like myself.
Thomas.Anonymous at Applevis.com.
So there's my Anonymous at Applevis.com. I can just double tap that. And now
new message.
When I send this message, it's being sent from this account. So that's how you send things from different accounts. So I wanted to show that before I forgot about it. Okay? So we'll get
subject,
out of here.
Text field. Cancel. Button.
Cancel it.
Inbox. Show navigation pane. Button.
All right. Let's go to the bottom right.
Settings. Tab.
Double tap of settings. And now we're going to the last section of the podcast.
Settings. Heading.
And we get the settings. So let's go to the right.
Help and feedback. Button.
Help and feedback. I highly recommend you this. There is some really good help stuff in here that I was able to find out how to use this app. And if there's something I'm missing or if you are curious about something, just double tap on that. And there is a FAQ section. Go into that. That helps. It has a lot of great information.
Accounts. Heading.
Accounts. These are going to show all the accounts that I have. Okay? And this is where you can add your accounts. So when you come into this for the very first time, you're going to have to add accounts, right? And this is also where you can add cloud stuff, too. And I'll show you this real quickly.
Outlook.com. Thomas.Domville at Outlook.
So there's my Outlook one.
OneDrive, Thomas.
There's my OneDrive. This is my cloud thing.
Outlook.com, Thomas, at.
Another one.
Google, Thomas.
Here's my Google one.
iCloud, Thomas.
My iCloud.
IMAP, Anonymous, at. Apple.
There's the IMAP at the Anonymous one.
Dropbox, Thomas, at.
There's
the
my
Mickey House.
Dropbox.
Add account.
And there's the add account. So if you double tap on add accounts, that shows you all the accounts I had above there. So
IMAP, Anonymous.
There's my Anonymous one. And if you double tap on that, it will show you all the information about the Anonymous, and that's how you can delete the account. If you don't want that anymore, you just double tap on that. It opens up. It tells you some information about it. You can log out or delete that account so you don't have to have that up there anymore. So I just want to show you that's how you delete it. You just double tap and delete.
Dropbox, Thomas, add account.
Double tap on add account.
And
there's going to be two
button.
Options.
Add storage account. Button.
There's a storage account. If you go to storage account, double tap there.
Add storage account.
This
cancel.
Is where you can
button.
Add all your stuff.
Add storage account. Select your storage provider. OneDrive. Button.
There's OneDrive.
Add one. Dropbox. Button.
Dropbox.
Box. Button.
Box.
OneDrive for business. Button. Google Drive. Button.
And Google Drive.
Need help? Contact
and
support.
Those are all button. The different services you can add as your cloud storage, okay?
Cancel. Button.
I'm going to go cancel.
Cancel. Settings. Add account. Dropbox. Tom. Add account.
Double tap
add
that.
Alert. Add email account.
Now I'm going to add an email account. Double tap on that.
Text field. is editing. Your name at provider.com.
So you, this is where you add your account. So if you have a Gmail account, you just put your address in there at gmail.com. It will support a lot of stuff. Anything that's IMAP, you will be able to use. Now, for those who are using the more legacy POP3, it will not support POP3 at all. So you need to have IMAP. That's the only thing this that doesn't do with Apple Mail. It does not support POP. Really, it's just my professional or friendly advice, the mouse advice. How's that? Use IMAP. IMAP is so much more secure and so much better, and it'll keep you safer. And not only that, but it'll make everything sync together. You'll love it, okay? If you don't understand what I'm talking about, IMAP or POP, then disregard everything I said, okay? So I'll show you what is supported.
Add account, dimmed, at hotmail.com.
You got Hotmail.
At Outlook.com.
Outlook.
At Gmail.com.
Gmail.
At Live.com.
Live.
At MSN.com.
MSN.
At Yahoo.com.
Yahoo.
At Microsoft.com.
Microsoft.
Q.
And then, if you don't have any of those, don't worry about it. If it's IMAP enabled, like my AppleVis.com was, it will automatically detect it as long as you got the password. So at the top,
add email account. Heading, enter your work or personal email address.
There's my personal account there.
Text field is editing. Your name, at provider.com.
Mm-hmm.
Character, add account, dimmed, button.
And then if you hit double tap add account, the password will come up. You'll have to put your password in, and then it will establish account, and boom, you're in. So that's how you create the accounts.
Cancel, button.
So we get cancel. Out of there.
Settings, add account.
Right. So we're back to settings.
Mail, heading.
And
notifications, button.
Okay,
mail,
let's go back here.
Add account, mail, heading.
All right, so the accounts is towards the top. Now we're getting to the mail settings. So as I go down here.
Notifications button.
This is the notifications. This is the area I was telling you about. This is so cool, man. Check this out.
Notification. Mail notifications. Area. Back button. Mail notifications. Help button. Sound for sent mail. Default button.
All right. Now, here is that all the different tones I was telling you about.
Outlook.com. Thomas.dumville at Outlook.com.
Heading. So here's Thomas at Outlook.com.
All mail, not selected, button.
Okay.
Double tap to select.
The sound is for this account only. So if I go back to the left.
Sound for sent mail, default, button.
Okay. There's different sounds I can select. You just double tap here, and there's like five or six different tones. So if you want a different sound for different emails that you're getting. So like I said, my work has a different tone. AppleVis has a different tone. You can set up the different tone for the different accounts, so when you get the email for them that you want, it will notify you with a special tone. Pretty cool.
Outlook.com. Thomas.dumville at Outlook.com. Heading.
This is for the Outlook.com one. Now, this is where you can set up what I want to be notified about. So when I get a new mail.
All mail. Not selected. Button.
Right now.
Double tap to
select. I don't want all the mail that comes to this account to notify me. So we have one more to the right.
Focused inbox. Selected. Button.
See, this focus
double tap
is
to
selected. So anything that's critical that I have rule base into focus will notify me just in focus, and the sound will only work when something comes into the focus. One more to the right.
None. Not selected. Button.
Or you can say
double tap to select.
This account is my spam account. I don't want to be notified of anything. So you only select from all mail or just from the focus and the sound. So one more time, if I go to the right, here's my other account.
Sound for new mail, default, button.
So here's another one. I can change the sound, and this sound is going to be for
Outlook.com, Thomas at themickeyhouse.com, heading.
So this one is for themickeyhouse.com, and if I go to the right.
All mail, not selected, button.
I don't want all the
double
emails.
Tap to select. Focused inbox, selected, button.
And then there's focus. All right, if that makes sense. So this is how you can establish all the notifications, the sounds, and which one you want. And if it's a spam, you can put none, whatever not. See how customizable that is? It is really cool. I don't think you can do that in Apple Mail. This is one of my most favorite options there.
Back button.
Let's go back.
Back button. Settings. Notifications.
Okay.
Button.
So that's the notification.
Default. Thomas at themickeyhouse.com. Button.
All right. This is where you set up your default. So then when you hit the compose, which one is your primary account? So Thomas at themickeyhouse.com is my primary one. And so every time I do a compose, it's going to come from this account, with the exception when I double tap the from, where you can change the different accounts to like my anonymous at applevis.com. It'll use that instead, okay?
Signature or account button.
If you want signatures, you can just dab us that.
Swipe options, schedule / archive.
Now, this, they do have swipe options. The swipe gestures, obviously, that's not going to be applicable to us. It just makes it a little harder than usual. You can set up different gestures to do different things, but it is usable, but it's not something that I would recommend.
Focused inbox on.
All right. If you want that focused filtering at all, you can turn this on and off. If you don't want that and you don't want the basic filtering, you can turn this option off, and that will show you all your emails in one place instead of having the focus box and the other box. Okay?
Focused inbox. Help. Button.
And there's the help for it.
Focused inbox. Switch button. On.
There it is. So you have to double tap this. Now, we just heard it twice. Now, everything gets kind of duplicated. I don't know why they did this, but you have to come in here and double tap that to actually turn it off. That's going to be the same for the next thing here.
Badge count, all, button.
You hear that badge count, all. One more to the right.
Organize mail by thread, off. What? Badge count, all, button.
Of course, it's not going to do for me. You just double tap that if you do want the badge count to appear. The badge count can be applicable. Once again, it could be all, or just focus, or just other. Or actually, it's just all or focus. So if you are only want to know how many unread stuff is in your badges. Right now I have it all. I do want to see what's available so I can just kind of go in there. But if you just want to show badges for your focus box, this is where you turn it on.
Organize mail by thread, off.
If you want to organize it by thread, yes, Apple Mail has threading as well. You can turn this on. It's not as easy it is in Apple Mail. They make it really accessible. You just use your rotor to buy a header, and you just swipe down through header to thread to thread to thread. Unfortunately, Microsoft does not offer that ability. They're not in headings, so you're going to have to swipe through all the threads. So if you're a thread person, this may be a deal breaker. It's hard to say. I keep the threading off. That's just a personal preference. But it can be useful. It can still be used if you want to tolerate it.
Organize mail by thread. Switch button. Off.
There you go.
Double tap to toggle setting.
So here's the duplicate thing I was talking about.
Organize mail by thread. Off.
Even though it says right there, if I swipe to the right.
Organize mail by thread. Switch button. Off.
All right. So it duplicates.
Double tap to toggle setting.
The second one is where you actually turn on and off. Okay. The first one is, and it's more of kind of like a header. I don't know why it doesn't say heading, but the second option is a real button. You can do that.
Calendar. Heading.
All right, calendar section.
Notifications button.
You can do the same thing with calendar, notifications.
Notification, calendar notifications. Back calendar notifications, heading.
I'm in the calendar area. Yeah.
Button. Alert times, heading. Events, 15 minutes before, button.
Okay.
All day, one day before, 9 a.m., button.
These are all the settings you can do for the calendars.
Outlook.com, thomas.domville@outlook.com, heading.
Mm-hmm.
Enable notifications, on.
You can say, I want to enable all the notifications from this account.
Enable notifications. Switch button. On. Sound. Default. Button.
Again, you can have different sounds for different calendars, so you can tell which calendar it can, what sound, and etc. Pretty cool. I like that too. You can't, that way you can just change the different accounts and different sounds as you can do with the email accounts. You can do the same thing for calendars.
Back button.
So I'm going to go back.
Back button. Settings. Notifications button.
Uh-huh.
Default calendar button.
And then you can set up your default calendar. What is your default calendar? So when you create a calendar event, you got to pick one. Right now it's my family one.
Week start Sunday button.
There's some miscellaneous stuff you can for your calendar.
Integrations and add-ins heading.
Here is the add-ins I was telling about.
Calendar apps. Add your favorite apps to your calendar button.
Mm-hmm. You can do add-ins for calendars, which some people will find that pretty useful. You can find things that you want to add in. So, for example, I have like, I want all my Kansas City Chiefs, which is my NFL, or my Kansas City Royals, which is my Royals. You can find all these different add-ins you can put into calendars, which is a pretty unique little thing that you can do within this.
Interesting calendars. Subscribe to your favorite events. Button.
Okay, so that's where you get to that.
Add-ins. Connect your favorite apps and services. Button.
Now, Here is the add-in section I was telling you about.
Preferences. Heading. Add-ins. Connect your favorite apps. Add-ins. Add-ins. Can't add-ins. Heading. Thomas.dumville@outlook.com. Right. Add-ins may access personal information by turning Evernote. Evernote. Connected.
If you are interested in like Evernote.
Disconnect. Button. Jiffy. Jiffy. Not connected. Jiffy. Connect. Button. Nimble Add-in for Outlook. Nimble Incorporate. Connect. But Smartsheet. Smartsheet. Not connected. Connect. But Translator. Microsoft. Not connect. Button. Trello. Trello. Inc. Not connect. But Terms and Support. Button.
Those are all the different services you can sign up for. I'm sure those are pretty useful. I'm just not familiar with them. I don't have any of that add-ins turned on, as I mentioned before, which I don't use at this time. But I wanted to show you where you put the add-ins on so it will appear in the add-ins when you go to the each of the email that we were just going over.
Cancel. Button.
Go back top
cancel.
Left. Cancel.
Settings. Add-ins. Connect your favorite apps and services.
Mm-hmm.
Preferences. Heading.
Preferences section.
Require Touch ID. Off.
You can turn Touch ID, so every time you open up your mail, you got to use your Touch ID. It's nice and secured.
Require Touch ID. Switch button. Open directions with Apple Maps. Button.
Any directions within the email itself, you can just double tap that link and it'll open up whatever map that you want to use. That's very nice.
More. Heading.
And then you get the More section.
Tell your friends about Outlook. Button.
And you can tell your friends about this app.
Microsoft Apps. Button.
All right.
Mail. Tab. One
and
of five.
And then we're back to the Mail app. All right. I pretty much covered all the basic things that you probably ever want to know about Outlook for your iOS. And as you can see, there are some pros and cons to both things. Okay, now the cons about this is that you really can't add contacts, which is kind of a bummer. You have to create them in Apple Contacts or go to your PC and use Outlook. And if you use Outlook Contacts, you have to add it there. So that's kind of a meh. It's rare for me to ever have to do that. I pretty much have all my friends, and once I have it set, it's set. If that's a deal breaker for you, that might be something you don't like about. I mentioned about the threading kind of an issue there, and some other things. Now, the pros. You saw how simple it was. I love the calendar being built into the app itself. It was very easy to show my calendars. I can create the calendars. The basic filtering, that was a big winner for me. I really like how things were separated. The things that are more important to me and what things that are not important to me. And on top of that, how I want the sound chime to work for each account. So each email that I want to get different chimes. And how to get notified. I only want to get notified when things go into focus, not into other. And that's how I set it up here. And that can be set to different accounts. So your spam account, you can keep it on there. I can just set to none and never alerts me or anything. And things like that. So there are quite a few things in here that I really, truly love about it. And this is why it kind of grew on me. It was the more and more I use it, I absolutely love it. I really do. It simplified things, and it made things much easier. Now, Apple Mail, obviously, it's very simple to use. There's some things you can do in there you can't do with Microsoft Outlook, and I mentioned a lot of those with the cons. And so this is really up to you. But so if you're looking for an alternative calendar instead of the typical Apple Mail, give this a look. I think you're going to love it, and best of all, it's free. And don't let the Outlook deceive you. Outlook really means it will support a lot of different email services. So it's not just Outlook.com for those that may not know that. So as you just heard, there was Gmail, Yahoo, Hotmail, all sorts of stuff, and third-party stuff. If you have a different personal account like I do at AppleViz.com or work-related, you can still use it as long as they support IMAP. Okay? All right. This is a free app. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you have any questions, please go to the help section, look in there, or you can just contact me at thomas@appleviz.com or, of course, anonymous@appleviz.com and follow me on Twitter at thomas_domville, D-O-M-V-I-L-L-E. And that's going to be it. I'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.appleviz.com.